It is 9:34 on a Wednesday morning and headed for a high around 84 degrees. A second community connection on the way as we take an opportunity to focus on the Price Tower Art Center and Angela Bonjour. Excuse me, Angelina Bonjour in, and also Tim Hudson, board member. We all wear multiple hats, but Tim will refer to your board member duties this morning. Thanks for coming in, Tim.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, and not that I know we're talking about it specifically, but with the Tower Green project coming up, it gives the community center and the Price Tower a little bit more usable room to expand into some activities outside your door.
Well, the entire community, I mean, we're very excited about the Tower Green, of course, and the community green or whatever the name ends up coming, once the committee comes together.
It's branded, it was, so far with Tower Green, but I know that was an unofficial name.
It is the unofficial name, but it is an exciting green space and community urban park and just something that we're going to be so proud of. Hopefully by this time next year we'll be able to have so much planning next summer. I'm not sure how long that will take, but we're all very excited. We saw a little bit of play with that last year with the Groove on the Green. Mm-hmm. Young professionals did the Hot Street Party there last year for the first time.
And I think it will be again the upcoming, I believe that's what they were saying.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. So people really get the feel of what that space can do and how exciting it can be. And it just isn't a great location.
It really is.
It's so exciting because Bartlesville is going to look different from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really going to change the face of the town, and I think with a fresh new face and direction and what we can do, we're extremely excited about it.
Yeah, a celebration of the arts, performing arts and visual arts, and that just, hopefully some sculptures will be out there and just really be able to create a really cool cultural environment here.
Yeah, we'll try to hold back our expectations till we find out more, but we know it's going to be good, whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah. Always something going on in and around the tower, whether it's inside your main exhibition space or with an egg drop from the 10th floor. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yeah, we've been really trying to do so much more, and we're getting a good positive vibe from the community that everybody's really excited to see the Price Tower just coming to life. Mm-hmm. and that we're doing something for everyone, at least something almost every month. There's just some activity, and our next exhibition coming up and opens this weekend is 7ply, the Art of Skateboarding.
Right.
Which we're very excited about that.
Well, if you look at just the history of the skateboard, mid-60s with those nice narrow boards, evolving, changing, the whole undercarriage. It started out literally as roller skates with some wood on it and moved on from there.
Sure, I'll let Tim handle that one.
Yeah, it's been... I think it's really cool because it's a very organic thing.
Uh-huh.
And, we're looking at it right now. Well, we are. I'm not. But, they're... could be in the Olympics this year.
Yes.
I mean, it's becoming as legitimized as possible.
Well, certainly with the interest that we've seen in snowboarding, it's kind of like, well, snowboarding is great, but this is what it grew from.
Yeah. And it's so exciting because it literally was people who had a passion for it. Because, when I was skating, and this would have been in the mid-80s, as well as Ryan Crane, who designed our new skate park that's going to be across from Lowe's, no one was doing it. There was literally 10 or 15 people in town that was mm-hmm. doing it. And it's grown to, we have public skate parks. We've got The Rock. It could be in the Olympics. It's really exciting. It's really cool and proud to see all this happening.
Well, and then certainly it has become an art form if you look at the artistic things that the people who are doing it now.
Well, I heard it described one time, and this really stuck with me, as the act of skating is halfway between athleticism and artistic expression, because there's all different aspects of it. I mean, if you watch, not to get, geeky about it, but you watch a skater like Tony Hawk, he does amazing things that literally I wouldn't even believe could be done, and he can do it. But then you watch somebody like Christian Hosoi, and it's almost like a sculpture, the way he did. It's just very like a martial artist or like yoga or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is a lot of artistic element to it, and what we're celebrating, like the graphics and the actual skate-inspired art, and from a variety of mediums, from painting to sculpture to carving to, we have some native beadwork on one.
Mosaic. There's some mosaics on the wall in there.
Yeah. I think it inspires, it inspires that. Skating, it's not just to go out and roll around in the parking lot, which that's great, but it's like, you'll find that people who are in the...
Other than maybe in a learning experience, I'm not sure it ever really was. It's rolling around in the parking lot, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like it inspires people to other things. Mm-hmm. Like, it inspires other areas of your life. And so we're kind of trying to celebrate that with this.
Yeah. Ryan, as he mentioned, Ryan Crane, he's an architect with Ambler Architects. And he is, you know, the architect for this upcoming skateboard park that we're going to get to have, thanks again to the Parks Bond that passed. He is one of the brainchilds behind this. He and DeShane, you know, are our curator. And I asked him this morning, you know, what sort of inspired him and, you know, to kind of come up with this idea for this, you know, show, this Seven Ply show. And basically he said, you know, really skateboarders are not just skateboarders or misfits of the community. So this was sort of drawn on the idea of to break those stereotypes, that these are really creative individuals and that skate art has just really, you know, it goes beyond that. It takes that culture, and the skate art shows that culture of artistic creativity, and this show will really wow a lot of people. It's not going to be what you might think it's going to be. You might have the stereotype, oh, what is skate? It's just going to be a bunch of skateboards on the wall. What is this going to be? Now, we do have skateboard decks. You know, we have over 50 artists in this show from all over the world, from the UK, from Indonesia, I mean, from all over. And each one of them supplied us with a blank, we gave them a blank deck, and they created a custom piece for the show, which we'll get to sell to raise money for the show and for the Price Tower. So this show really does break those barriers, and I invite everyone. So whether you've got that preconceived notion that this might just be a bunch of skateboards, it's an amazing artistic show.
The boards will be there, but that's not the show itself.
No. Yeah. As he mentioned, we've got mosaics and native beadwork. Michael Sabine is an artist, a very accomplished artist out of Austin, and is he also a skateboarder, too?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the artists are skaters.
Yeah. Out of Austin, Texas, and they came and did an installation, so it's a large piece. As you know, our gallery is very high, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, just as somebody who, has shot a lot of photos, the act of skateboarding, the athleticism of it, creates a whole great canvas for you to get that, you know, shown again, just as a photographer, and I don't claim to be a good one, just somebody who enjoys doing it, but it just another challenge as a photographer to get it right.
Yeah.
Well, I think like all things that are, in my opinion, that are great, it beckons you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really, it can be a spectator sport, because like I said, it's cool to watch, but like, you know, it beckons you to, like, do your best, try some, whatever, what do you got? You know, show us what you got. And, you know, some people make T-shirts out of that, or some people, you know, do murals or do, you know, all kinds of stuff. And that's one of the things I think is really cool about skating is, you know, all that's welcome. It's like, whatever you got, we want to see it. Just
and
do
I think
it.
That's kind of, how it grew up, you know, from just basic, you know, rolling down the street but having fun in the process to all the things that, you know, Tony Hawk and everybody else is now doing. It's great.
Yeah. So this week is our opening. You know, we have our members opening. So if you're a Price Tower member, it's this Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. We'll come out and have some refreshments, which would be a preview of the show before the public gets to see it. Mm-hmm. The official opening is Friday, so it'll be open from 10 to 5 on Friday. But Saturday is going to be a fun day. Saturday we have our free public opening, and we're just creating a big day full of activities and Tim, you've been part of this committee. Why don't you talk a little bit about Saturday?
Luckily, I've got a sheet that tells me all about this stuff.
Good idea.
So it starts at 4 o'clock. Donovan White is going to be working on an art demo throughout the 2 hours. He's painting two decks and talking about his artwork, which uses 3D and blacklight. Actually, we could talk about that. We have a blacklight piece that is way cool.
Yeah.
It's
on the second floor.
It's on the second floor?
Yeah, this show, by the way, is so huge. It's taken up both floors of our gallery. So not only is the lower level full, but our second floor as well. It's amazing.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. It has happened, but it's been a while since they've carried over to the second floor.
It has, so, yeah.
And it's good stuff. You're going to keep wanting to keep looking.
Yeah.
The Rock, who's been amazing through everything, is letting us borrow some of their ramps. There's going to be some demos from 4:30 on for probably about 20 minutes. Hopefully Ryan will show us some stuff. He's really humble, but...
I think he is.
So he rips, seriously. Oh, recently. Yeah. Like within the last month, I think. And it wasn't just like in Dewey. It was like in Dallas. Yeah. You know, he does great. At 5 p.m., Christy Weezer is going to give a 15-minute talk. There's going to be some more demos at 5:30. We got food trucks, shorties.
Good stuff.
I know you're ready for that. I'm already like planning out what I'm going to eat at Shorty's. Monica's homemade Mexican food truck, as well as an ice cream truck.
I think David's coming.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to make a stop at all of them.
Let's see. Weekend temperatures. We're looking at a high near 86 Friday, 91 on Saturday. Yeah, it'll be ice cream truck weather.
Ice cream day.
Yeah.
There's going to be some crafts. Kids can design their own board, and there's going to be some screen printing with the help of the BAA, which is way cool.
Yep. So you bring your own t-shirt, and like white t-shirt, purple t-shirt, whatever color t-shirt you want, you'll be able to screen print it with some graphics from the show, the 7-ply graphic. And I think our graphic designer at the Price Tower, Jess Buchanan, created a really cool, what is that?
Ripper?
There's Frank Lloyd Wright?
If the listeners are into skating, you know what the Pal Peralta Ripper is? It's a graphic that's really iconic in the skate world, and it has a skeleton like pulling through a, like he's tearing through the canvas and peeking his head through. And so Jessica did a wonderful representation of that. That instead of the skeleton skull, it has Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. So it's fun.
Sounds great.
We call it the Wright Ripper,
and that would be appropriate.
Yeah, it's great.
It is. So, so otherwise, this whole weekend is free for the admission. So we really invite the community to come out, check it out, bring your kids, bring your family, and then go up for lunch or come down for dinner at the Copper.
Either way. Okay, but you definitely want to catch something from the Copper restaurant. The food's always great, and of course, you want to be experienced the current chef. He's great.
Absolutely. Right, Chef Jimmy is doing an amazing job. If you're following us on Facebook, you'll see Josh Wright from Wright Fix Media has been doing some tasting and interviews with him, and you'll get a little bit of a preview of what the menu has to offer and see his reactions. That's been kind of fun to watch those little interviews.
I'm trying to think the last one I saw, and it's been a few days, so I'd have to go back maybe Friday or so of last week, so there have probably been several updates since then. But, yeah, I wanted to run right down there and say, can I have a bite?
Yeah, it's pretty good. So we invite you. Come have a bite. Come have a bite. And if you didn't know, this is something that we haven't really talked a lot about, in the past. But the Price Tower is a nonprofit organization, as we know. We operate off of private donations, grants, local support, memberships. Your memberships goes right into supporting to keep that building preserved and allow us to do these amazing exhibits. But the Inn and the Copper are for-profit entities known as a social enterprise. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Price Tower Arts Center, the nonprofit arm, owns that branch.
Right.
So when you go eat at the Copper, when you stay the night at the Inn, you have business meetings, 100% of your food profits then support the nonprofit arm. So at the end of the year, those profits are then transferred over and go into our budgets for preserving and inspiring and celebrating the arts here in our town.
Sounds like a great deal. So the official opening of the exhibit to the public is what time?
Friday is our official opening day.
Okay.
So you can come in all day Friday. So from 10 to 5, we changed our hours, 10 to 8 on Friday. And then it opens again 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. But our festivities for our fun starts after the sun kind of starts to take a dip again about 4 o'clock.
So. Sounds like a great deal. Sounds like a good reason to come on down to the Price Tower to check out the new show. And if you're a skateboarder, an avid one, you'll have a lot of fun. If you're not, you'll learn something.
Yeah. And if you're a member, you can come on Thursday. So tomorrow night at 5:30.
And if you're not a member, why not?
And if you're not a member, then you need to be one. So you can go on our website at pricetower.org/ memberships or give us a call at 918-336-4949 and we'll get you hooked up with the membership. As I said, your memberships do help us preserve our building and support our cause, and we appreciate every one of you.
Thanks a bunch. Sounds like a great deal. It is the Price Tower Art Center, and you can go see the new show. Thanks, guys. We'll invite you down there. Again, Angelina and Tim, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Had the opportunity to speak with Senator Langford the other day. We've got that coming up for you next on 1400 K1.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams.